TMS versus medication. Which depression treatment is right for you? You've been on antidepressants for 2 years, maybe three, maybe seven. Some of them helped a little, some did nothing. One of them made you gain 25 pounds. Another one numbed everything below the waist. Now somebody mentioned TMS, and you're sitting at your kitchen table trying to figure out whether you should give the pills another shot or try something completely different. The short answer: antidepressants are first line because they're affordable, widely covered, and work for around 60% of patients within 6 to 8 weeks. TMS is the strongest non-medication option for the patients in the other 40%. If two or more antidepressants haven't given you full relief, TMS is the next step, backed by the FDA, the American Psychiatric Association, and Medicare. It works in 60 to 65% of patients who didn't respond to medication, and it has none of the typical antidepressant side effects. How antidepressants actually work. The most prescribed antidepressants are SSRIs, like sertraline, Zoloft, escitalopram, Lexapram, and fluoxetine, Prozac. They prevent serotonin from being reabsorbed too quickly between neurons, leaving more of it available in the synapse. The newer family is SNRIs, like venlafaxine, Effexor, and duloxetine, Cymbalta, which work on serotonin and norepinephrine. The outlier is bupropion, Wellbutrin, which works on dopamine and norepinephrine, and is often used when fatigue and motivation are the dominant symptoms. These medications work for a real majority of patients. According to the American Psychiatric Association, around 50 to 60% of patients respond to the first or second medication tried. The rest don't, and that's where the term treatment-resistant depression comes from. How TMS actually works. TMS is short for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's an FDA-cleared medical device that uses pulsed magnetic fields, similar in strength to an MRI, to stimulate the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that handles mood, motivation, and emotional regulation. The device sits on the chair arm. A coil rests against the side of your head. The coil pulses for about 19 minutes per session. You feel a tapping. You can read or scroll your phone. You can drive yourself home.
The pulses don't cross any blood-brain barrier. There's no medication in your system. The brain responds to repeated stimulation by strengthening its own underactive networks, a process called neuroplasticity. The FDA cleared TMS for major depressive disorder in 2008 and for OCD in 2018. The differences that matter. Cost-wise, antidepressants are far cheaper. A generic SSRI runs $4 to $30 a month. TMS without insurance runs $10,000 to $15,000 per course. With insurance, most patients pay $0 to $1,800 out of pocket. Time-wise, antidepressants take 4 to 6 weeks to start working. A full TMS course runs 6 weeks, so both have a similar runway, but TMS has a clear endpoint. Antidepressants are usually a long-term commitment of 1 to 2 years minimum. Side effects matter most for people who've already failed antidepressants. 1% risk of seizure, mostly in patients with seizure history who are screened out. For people who couldn't tolerate medication, that side effect profile is the entire conversation.
Who fits each treatment? Antidepressants make sense if this is your first depressive episode and you haven't tried medication. You can tolerate the time and side effect profile. You're looking for the most affordable option. You're stable enough to wait 4 to 6 weeks for the first signal. TMS makes sense if you've tried two or more antidepressants without enough relief. This is the FDA indication. Past medications had side effects that were untenable. You're in recovery from substance use and want a drug-free option. You're already on multiple medications and don't want to add more. You've completed therapy and need a different lever. You're a veteran or older patient with a heavy medication stack. These aren't mutually exclusive. Many patients stay on a low-dose SSRI during TMS and continue it after, especially if it gave them partial relief. What the research actually shows. Multi-site clinical trials and the OPT-TMS trial published in the Archives of General Psychiatry showed response rates of around 30 to 40% and remission rates of around 25% for TMS in treatment-resistant depression.
Real-world clinical numbers are higher, with roughly 60 to 65% of patients responding and 30 to 40% fully remitting. For comparison, the STAR-D trial, the largest depression treatment study ever run, showed that after one antidepressant trial, around 30% of patients reach remission. After a second, 25% of those remaining. The numbers drop with each subsequent medication.
If you've already tried two or three medications, TMS gives you better odds than another medication trial. How we actually treat this at RSLNT? At RSLNT Wellness, we don't pick treatments by etiology, we pick them by fit. Counseling alongside whatever you're doing. Cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy work well alongside both medication and TMS. We integrate, not silo. Medication management when you haven't fully explored that path. SSRIs, SNRIs, bupropion, and others, depending on history. We don't push pills, we don't withhold them either. TMS therapy when medication has been tried and hasn't been enough. FDA cleared, drug-free, 6-week course. We handle the prior authorization with your insurer. Most patients pay $0 to $1,800 out of pocket after coverage.
The right answer is sometimes one path. Sometimes it's both at once. We figure that out with you. Frequently asked questions. Can I stay on my antidepressant during TMS? Yes, most patients do. Stopping a medication suddenly carries its own risk, and TMS doesn't interact with antidepressants. We coordinate any tapering later, only if and when it makes clinical sense. What's the failure rate for both? Antidepressants have around a 40 to 50% rate of insufficient response after one trial. TMS responds in 60 to 65% of treatment-resistant patients. If TMS fails, we discuss other options, including different medications, ECT for severe cases, or combination therapy. How do I know which to try first? If you haven't tried any antidepressant and your symptoms are mild to moderate, start with a medication trial. If you've already tried two or more and they didn't work, TMS is the more evidence-based next move. Stop guessing. Start with a real assessment. You've spent enough time alone with this decision. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll review what you've tried, what's still hard, and which direction makes sense for your specific brain and your specific history.
No pressure to commit on the call. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.